Members of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet said he is using the army to boost his electoral campaign ahead of next general elections in April, after he declared his responsibility over the latest Israeli air attack against Syria. Netanyahu claimed that his forces hit targets, including a hospital and an observation center in Syria's southern province of Quneitra. He made the remarks last night before boarding a plane to the Polish capital Warsaw to attend the U.S.-backed anti-Iran conference, which was boycotted by the Palestinians and European countries like Germany and France.
Netanyahu believes that he can spread his meddling fingers in the region while trying to appeal to the international community as a man of peace. But we say clearly that this is a man of war and that his actions will not bring stability or calm to the region. The only way is to end the occupation completely and allow the establishment of a Palestinian state.
Netanyahu's critics said he is likely trying to run away from accountability and the corruption scandals he's facing, given that the Attorney General Avraham Mandelblit rejected a demand to postpone his indictment report till after the April's elections.
Israel has given up on the vagueness policy when it comes to its attacks on Syria and Lebanon and is speaking out loud about that. This means that Netanyahu is clearly trying to evade public opinion from his corruption files and internal crises. Instead, he's using the military attacks as a card in his campaign to appear as if he's the only one in control.
Observers say that Netanyahu is trying to take several extremist steps ahead of elections to win more illegal Israeli settlers and right-wingers' votes, including advancing the prisoners' family allocations deduction law next week and reportedly timing the evacuation of Al-Khan al-Ahmar community to serve his campaign.
Given his power, Netanyahu is apparently drawing the attention of his critics by exploiting his early electoral campaign and exploiting his multiple positions and his weight in the regime. Observers say this could increase as Netanyahu awaits to be indicted before Election Day. Fatma Abdelkarim, Press TV, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.